Tonight, Shia Sinresh Mamdalat Sivdal and Sivhei. Sivdalat Melechas Vahesya. When work is done in public, Afil Metalthlin, even though it's not attached to ground, Gon Svina, Haidul Yisrael, let's say it's a boat, and everyone knows it belongs to the Yid. Dina Kmo Lechas Mechuber, that's just as strict as that which is attached to the ground. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chof Gimel, Haidul Yisrael, it's well known this belongs to a Yid. Ein Mari Shal Oysa Sub Beshishil, this doesn't mean he's working in the Jew's property. If he's working the Jew's property, even if it's simple, movable objects, that would be also. If base, we learn this in simulation of base, that if the guy comes to the Yid's house, he can't fix things that are even metalton, small things. We're discussing when it's not in the Jew's house, but we know that it belongs to the Jew. This is a problem only if the ship is being repaired and built in a very public, revealed place. If it's in a garage and behind closed doors, we're not going to be strict. Like we learned in simulation on Basif Gimel. Let's say you hire a non-Jew. This is how it comes out of the Rambam. You hire a non-Jew for a year, 2 years. She yichdevlo, he's going to write for him. Oh, she yeraglo, he'll weave for him. We have the next word, beged. He'll weave him a garment. Mr. Buddha takes the word beged out. So he's allowed to write, he's allowed to weave on Shabbos. He was hired for the year, for 2 years. So if he writes on Shabbos, he writes on Shabbos. If he weaves on Shabbos, he weaves on Shabbos. Ke'ilo katzasi Moses, if they set a price in advance, she'ichlo sefer she'erglo beged, he's going to write him a book, he's going to weave a garment, she'ois v'chalei she'yitz, and whenever you want, whenever it's good for you. V'hu sh'lo yachshav imo yom yom. As long as he doesn't keep a daily tab with him. V'lo yasa malocha b'yitzis olin, it's not done in the Jew's house. V'yesh mi sh'oise b'soichar enihud l'zman. There are those who disagree, derive it. Those who disagree and say no, when you hire him for a period of time, it's also. Let's stop here. See, Mr. Brewer. Mr. Savkan Chavdal, she yichtov lo. He hires the Naju to write. Kasa Magdavah. Magdavah explains like this. Kavana Seram, what the Ram means is Keder Chassar. This is like officers' royalty. Sheishtam Soifim Miyuchot. They have their own personal scribe. O Chayat Miyuchot, or their personal tailor. So whenever he needs something written, this person is going to be the one who has to write it. And if he doesn't need Yoshibata, so then he's sitting idle. So it'll be mutter for him to write or weave on Shabbos. He does it when he wants. He is not telling him to do it on Shabbos. If he wants, he can do it tomorrow. And the Jew has no profit or benefit from the fact that he does the work on Shabbos. But if he hires him to weave nonstop for a year, or to write nonstop for a year, then also it will be forbidden, even according to the Rambam, to write on Shabbos. Even if he misses a day here or there, he's not going to be particular. But in that case, the Yid benefits from the fact that he's working on Shabbos, and that would be Yasser. So according to Magen Avraham, the Rambam only allowed it when the Jew has no direct benefit when he actually works on Shabbos. May a Taz mashma, the Taz disagrees. For the Taz is implied, the Gam, b'chia gavna, choshu l'ram kabonis. The Rambam would consider that case also like a contract worker. He doesn't care if he misses a day here or there. If he's talking makbid that no day goes by idle, then also kul yama, everyone agree that's also. To have a ke'ilu tzivo, it's as if he's commanding him, lasos, b'yom Shabbos, to work on Shabbos. Oh, because of the Taz writes further. If he hires him to finish the book or the garment in a particular amount of time, who can mock it? That shows that he is particular. And that means we know that unless he works on Shabbos, he will not make the deadline. That's true. If he really forced himself and worked all night on a weeknight, he could finish without Shabbos. But Lamaisa, it's as if he's telling him to work on Shabbos, because we know he's going to work on Shabbos. That's how the Prima Godim explains the Taz and agrees with the Taz, not like Eli Rabba. Sevkon chafei, oshiyera glo, harizevachulu. Or he should weave for him. So he writes, he weaves. Kain Serchom, that's what it should say without the word Degel. As long as he doesn't keep a daily tab with him. But Salom means to say, Shlo yidaktik alav imavatal eze yom mimalachto. He's not particular if he misses a day here or there. Sekachav zayin, this malach cannot be done the beis yisrael. The bezef yid bekabonis gemur asur, because even bekabonis is also in the house of the yid, because the kabon simulation of base, learn the simulation of base. So it has to be done in the non-Jew's house, in which case it's mutter. Sevkon chav ches, v'yesh misha ois, but the rabbi disagrees, so it's asur, who does the rabbi. V'hinei. The das had taz hanal, according to the way the taz understood, nicha v'pshit, this time arrived, you understand the right very well. The svirile, because he holds, the afshenu machbid al bitulo, even though the yid doesn't mind if he misses a day or two, because malkam hay soma v'yich, ayadu l'mais, the yid is benefiting directly from the fact that he's working on Shabbos, and therefore it's also. Well, das ha-magen avam, now according to magen avam, that even though he doesn't directly benefit, and that's why it was mutter, why the rive at aser, Gam kein nichen also is okay. The svila the rive because rive holds that you saw marviach mesha oisah b'shabbos. The yid is still benefiting by the fact that he works on Shabbos. The shema yitzdarach gam lemachal lichtov because he might need something new written tomorrow. Well, you can't do both at once. And memeil the fact that he did it on Shabbos is a direct benefit for the yid, and therefore the rive held was also disagreed with the Rambam. The Rambam says. This is only when he's hired for a specific job to weave the garment, write the book. But if he's hired for all work, whatever he needs, during the time of his schirus, everyone agreed it's awesome. It becomes like this person is his go-to person. Whatever he needs, he's going to do. So that's going to be awesome. If it's a specific job, it's possible the yid will not benefit. The yid doesn't need things woven all the time or written all the time. But if he's hired to do everything he needs, it's very likely that by tomorrow he'll need something else done. And therefore the yid benefits directly from the work done on Shabbos. And therefore, even he doesn't keep a daily tower with him, it's awesome. The kol ha-malachas for all work. For this reason, one has to stop his maid to do the work of the master on Shabbos. Even if it's not done in the Jew's house, without the master's direct instruction, because these maids are hired for all work. Certainly it's also in the Yid's house. In the Yid's house, it's also even if it's for a specific job, just to write, just to weave, like I said before. If you look in Tassif Khan Alf, then maybe she been a simcha across a bin of simcha. To Oisel Ashivcha Filu, Lasos Malachas Atzmon based by that. He won't even let the maid do her own personal work in the house of the yid. But Tom, and the reason is when they have Royim, people who see. Shlo Yom, they shouldn't say Malacha Sheyasol Yosa, that she's doing her master's work. The Yavah Havi, the Shem Sefer HaTruma, the Yavah Ko Sefer HaTruma. The Malachas Asamot, if it was own personal work, she could do it. The diet of his opinion is, she got me a simcha words that you and a simcha would agree. I and some of the look in his words. Pimagodim, Yisha Divitaz, the Pimagodim answers up the Taz, I and some look over there. Vayim Besefer Chaya Odom Klausamachdal, then look in Chaya Odom Klausamachdal. The Lesakin Hashicha Begodel, if the Shivcha wants to mend her clothing, the Kulyama Mutta based Baal Habayas, everyone agrees she could do it in the Yitz house. Shu Nikr, Shu Malachas Asamot, that's obvious, she's doing her own work. But I am some old Masha Kazmin is that look further what he writes over there. I am Masha Kassam Sivkan Mahan, look what you write in Sivkat and Lamid Hey.